Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Rappers drive tanks, monster trucks, rocket ships. There's even cars rappers own that cost tens of millions and so much more. Starting with a rapper's rocket ship, 50 Cent's car, or a rocket on wheels, not only looks like something NASA would build. Since it's 101 and can speed 250 miles an hour, it was put into a museum because it cost over $1.5 million. But another rapper's car came from a superhero. Because Batman was always stunting in his Batmobile, Diddy was the first rapper to steal his swag when he dressed as the Dark Knight and pulled up with the same armored vehicle equipped with weapons and gadgets. Now, who the hell would let the Diddler get a car that could drive 200 miles an hour is beyond me? But somehow he also inspired Nardo Wick to buy one and customize it with red underglow. Now, I don't even know if these things are legal, but a couple other rappers got military vehicles that can survive a war.
They've got an underfloor shield for
bombs,
yes, sir.
First was Drake when he got a whip that could survive a zombie apocalypse. Because not even zombies can damage the all-black truck he was looking all zesty around because it's scratch and dent resistant. It's named the Apocalypse Super Truck for a reason. And even though the outside is tough, Drake turned it into a furry with a full white tiger interior. So Lil Uzi's first armored truck was way more tough.
Uzi has his f***ing tank. He has like a Batmobile armored truck tank in the f***ing city. It's like GTA.
Then after that, he turned a Bentley Continental GT into something straight out of Call of Duty Warzone. Man's armored Bentley has chainsaws on the front, a machine gun on top, and of course it's got an Uzi for Lil Uzi. But after Kanye West was whipping through the desert and seen in music videos with a Ripsaw Army tank, it didn't just help him make the cover of GQ. The tank inspired NBA Youngboy to get one just like it that's all green. Wait a minute, what the f***? How did this dude get a tank and even get his son a mini version to match? Anyways, another rapper's military vehicle is even crazier, because it's got unpoppable tires, a tan color scheme to blend in with the desert. Chris Brown's Rezvani military truck looks like something he could go to war in, because vehicles like his even have special gadgets that another rapper couldn't believe.
Bulletproof glass. Cool things like smoke screen, you know, to get away from
really,
people.
Really, bro?
Yeah.
That's next level of thinking right
it
there.
It is. They've got an underfloor shield.
For bombs,
yes, sir.
But even that doesn't compare to the most expensive military vehicle that any rapper owns. Rick Ross got something with military camo, unbreakable rims, and bulletproof glass. And it's not just ready to shoot back since it has an M16 with another machine gun on top. It has Louis Vuitton seats inside, which adds to the reason that the truck costs over a mil. But speaking of Rick Ross, he's also got a car that drives on water. Plenty of water jet cars have been making waves all over the world, and I ain't gonna act like I wasn't whipping them around.
Are you kidding me?
So, of course, with Ross being a car enthusiast, always around crazy cars and having so much damn money he buys anything, he got a car designed in pink and black that's not only customized with his name, record label, and iconic champagne. Once it got delivered, man damn near got wet thinking about getting it wet.
Jet Car Official, come on baby, give it to me, Jet Car Official.
Now, alright, I have no idea how Mr. Big Back wouldn't sink that thing like the Titanic, but to be honest, turn out the lights real quick. I'd still rather be driving these next rapper's cars that glow in the dark. Quavo's always whipping his Lamborghini Aventador, because it's not only customized with a picture of himself, including his most used ad-libs. Quavo's car also has lights everywhere, and the wrap is made from reflective material so that parts of the car glow in the dark. But even Quavo didn't flex his glow stick as much as Chris Brown did with his car. From posting it all over the gram, to driving the masterpiece during music videos, Chris's Lambo wasn't just the first in the United States to get this special wide-body kit. It has a one-of-a-kind chrome wrap that changes colors like a chameleon and, of course, glows in the dark. But even both of their cars weren't crazy enough to get put in a video game, like ASAP Rocky's, since he's always driving fast.
I had a real need for speed.
Need for Speed created him his own car in the game, an Oreo-colored Benz with green lights and gold all over. So a car that crazy is why ASAP got one in real life.
Woo!
Damn! If not now, then when? See this right here? Y'all got that? This is sick right here, man. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna hold you. Hydraulics on everything.
Now, alright, obviously crazy cars are in car games, but I never thought I'd see grown men get cars that were inspired by cartoons. Trippy Red's always watching anime, so after getting this normal-looking white Corvette, Trippy customized it with a wide-body kit, a red chrome wrap with his name in Japanese writing, himself on the back as an anime character. Every part of this car is custom, including matching rims that say his name in spin.
Yes, sir, Ski.
Trippy must love this thing. I mean, that's probably why he's always driving it and hiding weapons inside.
We can.
But Chief Keef's cartoon car is even crazier. He eventually got sick of matching his whip with his fit when his Lamborghini Urus was all yellow. So eventually, he got it customized like the car from his favorite cartoon, Scooby-Doo. Keef's whip got light blue and green paint with orange flowers all over. He even got custom rims for it to perfectly match Scooby-Doo's getaway van, the Mystery Machine. I mean, this thing's ridiculous, so I don't blame him for always posting with it or about it, and I definitely don't blame fans for filming him every time they see it. But two cars that Drake owns, you'll never, ever see again. His first car isn't even street legal. It has 5,000 horsepower, drives almost 350 miles an hour. So that means it goes 0 to 60 faster than Drake can DM a minor. Anyways, Drake still used it in his music video. And then I seen the company post pics of his blue and white supercar that even has his OVO owl on it. But eventually, he debuted an even crazier car that nobody else in the world owns. In the video for one of his most popular songs, Drake pulled up in and eventually danced around two extremely rare Mercedes Maybachs. The craziest of them was a concept that's 20 feet long and blue convertible with chrome all over it. The interior even had white leather with blue lighting. This thing was glowing like the inside of a UFO. But being that luxurious explains why this car isn't even available to the public. So Drake's really got something you can't even buy that's worth $8 million. Now that's crazy. But you can't mention crazy without mentioning Kanye West, man.
Shut the fuck up.
And this dude designed something so crazy, it looks like a glitch. It's all cause Tesla Cybertrucks were taking over the planet, and it seemed like every other rapper was getting one. Soulja Boy got a plain Jane one.
They come with cars, just so you feel me, everything exquisite, man.
There was Meek Mill's blacked version, Key Glock's yellow Bumblebee, Lil Baby's sexy red that looked like it came straight out of Roblox. There was even Sauce Waka's in pretty pink with a Transformer logo, Iceware Vezos that looks like a Planet Fitness on wheels, Kodak's was something you could take a shit in because it had a built-in toilet, then 2 Chainz ironically got his way more customized before clowning everyone else's.
Some of y'all need Cybertruck straight up.
So after every rapper got custom Cybertrucks like those, Kanye obviously had to take his to a whole other level. I read that this thing was a Cybertruck, but I kinda thought I was tripping. This black blob looks like it doesn't even have windows, has more black inside of it than Kim K, and since the Yeezy Cyber is limited to only 3 in the world, it cost Kanye over $1 million. But other rappers' craziest cars cost millions of dollars when they
woke up in a new Bugatti.
Birdman woke up in an all-red Bugatti Veyron that he always used for photo shoots and drove hella fast. So fans always spotted him getting gas, but an even more expensive Bugatti got bought by 50 Cent, all cause he was drunk?
Just drink, don't drive.
Dude's faded ass bought an all carbon fiber Bugatti with blue details all over.
Gotta keep it rolling. Big wheels moving, big wheels turning, you know what I'm talking about.
And he didn't just gas it up, he drives it just like I would if it cost me $3 million. But Lil Uzi's Bugatti collection started with one wrapped in red and blue that damn near looked like Superman. Then Uzi made headlines for copping Floyd Mayweather's Bugatti that was red and white. So people filmed it in public because it made his Bugatti collection worth $3.2 million, which I thought was expensive. But Flo Rida's boo things cost even more because they belong in a jewelry store. Like his Bugatti in silver and chrome that shined brighter than dude's dome. And his second one that wasn't just solid gold. The car was so crazy it got put in a car show and made his collection worth $3.3 million. Then there was Post Malone's Bugatti that's not just whiter than him. It's in one of his most viral music videos because it cost $3.5 million. But the most expensive Bugatti any rapper owns is Travis Scott's. Paparazzi couldn't stop taking pics of his big black car. And fans were even trying to race him in it on the freeway, because they saw him whip it out during music videos and knew it's the most expensive car that Travis owns, $5.5 million. But alright, enough about basic cars like those, because another rapper got a completely different car that can fly, time travel, and came straight out of a movie. In Back to the Future, the main characters were always whipping around this car called the DeLorean. It had crazy looking doors, an interior that looks like the inside of my PC, and because it was so crazy, will.i.am got his own DeLorean, but his was damn near from the future because it was customized to be way cleaner. All white paint, a new interior. This thing even made another rapper jealous.
This ass is the best on this whole car. Like, yeah, this is the best nice ass you'll ever see is right
big
here.
Big old white boot.
Look at
a lot of futuristic ideas, the DeLorean, the will.i.am car, the price range. I can see me f***ing up my checkbook too.
But as much as he loved the car, and it cost will.i.am 500 grand, that's still over 50 times cheaper than the most expensive car any rapper owns. The $28 million whip is my Jigga's. Jay-Z's car can turn into a mini boat with blue crystal paint to represent the ocean. His Rolls-Royce boat tail is the perfect car for the beach. The back now only opens up with a cooler, table, umbrella, and some chairs to chill. It also has the craziest looking interior that Rolls-Royce ever made. And the one time Jay let his girl drive this thing, she almost crashed into someone filming. Crazy. But not as crazy as this video, man, which you can definitely click and see way crazier things than anything that was in this video, so I'll see you over there.
SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.